USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There's been a major military announcement from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The president of Ukraine is warning of nuclear attacks.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
All over the world, all the countries have to be warned, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or some chemical, you know, issues, chemical weapons, they should do it. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.